From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Drug Enforcement Unit continuing its investigation into a butane hash oil lab explosion that happened on the 1200 block of East Bates Road in McKinleyville. The property did not possess the required county permit or state license to make butane hash oil. While on scene, deputies recovered about 52 pounds of cannabis bud. They seized a firearm, which did not have a serial number on it. Deputies have identified multiple people of interest associated with the premises. One man contacted on the scene sustained severe burns. He was transferred to an out-of-area hospital in critical but stable condition. Dan Berman has announced his resignation as Trinidad City Manager effective mid-December. Berman appointed in September 2014 and has helped oversee improvements to the city's water treatment plant, installation of stormwater infrastructure to protect Trinidad Bay, and the development and implementation of a short-term rental ordinance, among other projects. City Council will determine the process to recruit and fill the city manager position. Well, collisions, the number one killer of teens in the U.S., and distracted driving is often the cause. California Highway Patrol working with Impact Teen Drivers on a year-long program to help eliminate those preventable collisions. CHP and the ITD working at schools and community events throughout California to help teen drivers. The Teen Distracted Drivers Education and Enforcement Grant includes an education component as well as enforcement operations. The message of the program, simple: focus on the road ahead and get where you are going safely. A study by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in 2016 found that 9% of drivers 15 to 19 years old involved in fatal collisions were reported as distracted. The age group has the largest proportion of drivers who were distracted at the time of fatal collisions. Well, something to follow tomorrow depending on your internet situation. The Federal Communications Commission will vote on a rule change that will restrict rural carriers' access to spectrum needed to close the digital divide. Rural counties across the country rely on small local providers to offer broadband services where the large nationwide carriers won't provide coverage. Small carriers deliver high-speed internet to millions of rural Americans at an affordable rate in areas where nationwide carriers won't build networks. The FCC is expected to vote to restrict their access to low-cost spectrum. Well, the Scotia Heisler Engine No. 9 locomotive and logging equipment will be moving Thursday and Friday during regular business hours. The remaining historic logging equipment will be rehomed locally with the Timber Heritage Association in Samoa. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.